Charting Toward Intimacy covers mature topics. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Charting Toward Intimacy,
where we're expanding the conversation around Catholic sexuality.
We're your hosts, Ellen and Kathleen. Hey guys, before we get started with this week's episode, I am excited to tell you about something new that we are going to be adding to the podcast starting next week. So I've been getting a ton of questions lately via email, Instagram, and I just recognize that there are so many questions in this space when it comes to natural family planning and sexuality. And we don't always, you know, answer questions outright in the podcast, and you know, we're talking about a specific topic, but you might have a pressing question in some other category. And so at the beginning of each podcast episode, we're just going to be answering a question. It might be a random question, or it might be a question that's actually connected to that week's podcast episode. And so we are opening up just an open question box that is going to be available at any time to put questions into. And we're going to choose one question to answer at the beginning of each week's episode. And then at the end of the month, we're going to take all of the questions that were submitted at the end of the month, and we're going to record a Q&A video. And that's going to be available in the Charting Toward Intimacy exclusive community. So if you want to get all of those questions, all of the answers, you can join the Charting Toward Intimacy exclusive community. So if you have a question and you'd like us to answer it on the podcast, click the link in the show notes and submit your question. There is no limit to how many questions you can submit. Please feel free to submit as many questions as you would like. Hello and welcome back to another Charting Toward Intimacy episode. I'm Ellen.
I'm Kathleen.
And today we are going to be talking about mindset, your mindset as a woman when it comes to sex. And I'm really excited because I think this is something that a lot of us struggle with, like really, really struggle with.
And it can be very complicated. And I think that sometimes we don't even like really understand. I mean, I'm speaking from my perspective here, right? I don't even always understand my mindset. It's
true.
Just like, why am I feeling this way, right? Like, why don't I want this right now? Why do I want this right now? Like, what is happening that I do want this right now, right? Like, it could be either way.
I feel that so much. Like, honestly, like, there will be times where I'm just like, why is it that I don't want to have sex right now? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just don't understand. So,
and like, you want it, you want to get to that place, right?
Right.
And then there's times where you're like, wait, I do really want this right now. Okay. And you sit and you try to analyze what's happening.
What happened today?
All the conditions right now that I am under and experiencing so that I can replicate this in the future, right? Like, take like a 360 degree. Like, what's going on?
You journal for like an hour, like writing down everything that happens that day.
Okay, the dishes are done, but the laundry's not. So, okay, laundry doesn't have. Okay,
like laundry, not as big a deal.
Not as big a deal. Dishes are a big deal. Clearly, they're a big deal. Right? Just like, what?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. It's insane.
This is going to be a great episode, you guys.
To be a female. Is wild.
Honestly,
it's a wild ride.
Well, I want to talk about two things. One, I want to talk a little bit about how the female brain works. And then I want to talk about something else.
Great.
let's talk about the female brain first. Okay. So the female brain is wired to have things pop back into your head so that they are not forgotten. So we are the person in the household, in the family, that remembers to do all those little things that need to be done. That's not the like male job. Like, and I'm speaking from a like, you know, like a biological way, not, I'm not like speaking from specifically a, you know, social way exactly. Or right, like in our culture, yeah. But like, so biologically, like the female brain is built to be able to remember all those things. That's why we're the ones most often who kind of like hold the to-do list of everything that needs to be done. The problem then is when we need to focus on something, it's actually really, really hard to focus on one thing. Other things pop back into our head, like, you know, the fact that the laundry's not done.
Yep.
Or whatever.
All the time.
So
all the time.
When it comes to like desire and like outside of the moment of sex, just trying to like think about sex, like sometimes it's hard to focus on that because like these other things are popping into our head. And I think sometimes even just the recognition of like, this is how my brain works and it's okay is enough. Like sometimes it's just that recognition that we need, because like your husband's brain doesn't work like that. It's not designed to work like that. Like biologically speaking, the man is supposed to fulfill a different kind of position, right? Think about like the hunter-gatherer society, right? The hunter needs to be hyper focused on what he is doing, the one thing that he is doing. The gatherer actually needs to be focused on a lot of different things at one time, because the gatherer needs to recognize, like, is what I'm picking up safe? Is where the kid is over there safe? Is like, you know, and then also there's a lot more communication that would happen during the gathering, right? There'd be talking and things like that. And so it's like biologically there's this difference in how the brain is wired.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, just knowing that, I think sometimes is like, oh, okay, it's normal that these things keep popping into my head. That's okay, right? You don't have to get mad at yourself.
I'm not broken,
right? Oh, man. I feel like everybody these days just wants to say, I'm broken. Like, you're not broken.
Listen, I feel like I'm broken.
So,
yeah.
The other thing I want to talk about is, what you think about informs your body on how to react to that thing that you're thinking about. And the posture of your body informs your brain on how to think about that thing. So let's take prayer, for example. The posture of your body can help immensely with prayer. If you're having trouble focusing on prayer, get on your knees. Right? Like that's a huge focuser. So that's what I mean by like the body informing how you think about it. So if you're going around all day thinking about how sex is a burden, or thinking about how tired you are and how you just really don't want to have to also put out the energy for that later tonight, guess what? When you get to later tonight, your body is already primed to say no. Like, and you know, you're given this invitation, you're invited into the marital embrace, and your body for the last 8 hours has been told, nope, say no. And then you get that bristle, right? Your husband touches you and you're like, no, I don't want to go there.
But if it was guilty, raise your hand.
Right.
Okay. Two hands. High in the air. Two hands.
Oh my gosh.
And feet. A leg.
Yeah, right. We are not saying that we are perfect at this. We're just talking about some real life that we deal with.
Just reality. It is. Yeah. And it's not something we want to. We want to be dealing with, right? Like, you know, the you're talking about the brain reminds me, I'm sure like many people have heard this already, like the difference between the male and the female brain, how like if you picture it as like boxes, right? Like a man can take one, a whole bunch of boxes of thoughts, and a man can take one box up at a time, open it up, think about that thing, right? And then he can even take a box filled with nothing. And he can just open up the nothing box and think of nothing, right?
I don't
understand
that.
Versus a woman's brain who is just like all the boxes open at one time. They're getting moved around and like mixed and misplaced, right? And it's like that is what it feels like. Like, it's just like you can't, it feels so hard to focus and to prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. So often. The one thing I'm also thinking of is I'm reading a book right now called Personal Prayer by Father Boniface Hicks and Father.
Oh, he's good.
He is good. And Father, I want to say Thomas Ackland, but I could be totally, I don't know. I might be making,
I don't know. I don't know this book.
Father Boniface Hicks is definitely one of the authors. But because I've really also been struggling in my prayer life. Like, I think that I've been kind of in a place where it's like, I'm getting an ADD evaluation. You ready? Like, total, like, full disclosure here. Like, that's where I've been. Okay. Like, everything, I can't focus on anything. Everything is all over the place. So I'm reading this book on personal prayer, really just trying to like solidify my prayer life and trying to like get tips on like, how can you ease yourself into a better prayer life, a successful prayer life? How can you like try to remain focused? And the one thing that I've taken thus far, I'm not like super far into the book yet, but the one thing I've taken thus far is just when starting, first of all, posture was a thing, right? Like your posture, mm-hmm. but then also addressing, like allowing the dust to settle. So sitting down to pray or kneeling or whatever your posture you're assuming, and then having like a mantra that you say over and over and over again to allow the dust in your mind to just settle, right? And to like get into that place, like to slowly enter into that conversation, right? So like what I've been doing is, oh God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me.
Oh,
I've just been saying it over and over and over again, right? And then it does, like, it's been amazing how it does actually help your mind to get into that place. And so I'm actually interested now, as we're talking about this, to think about how I can take what I learned from that book about bettering my prayer life and insert those things into my relationship with my husband, right, to mm-hmm. better our sex life. So is there something, like, even something like that to, like, okay, is there a mantra that I can just, like, sit down at the end of the day, you know, before we enter in and just, like, something that I can say over and over, some way, like, what is it that I can do to allow the dust in my mind to settle mm-hmm. from the day before entering in, right? And I don't know if that's like saying something or thinking something or conversing with my husband. Like, I don't know what that is, right? Right. But right. I'm very interested now in like taking those things and marrying them together, which is so cool that you can like relate like your prayer life to your sex life in a way, you know, that it's like, it's all communication, like intimate right. communication. Right.
Right. And I would say
those are my meandering thoughts.
Yeah. I would say that like your prayer life and your sex life are actually extremely connected because of exactly mm-hmm. what you said. Like they are both the most intimate forms of communication, like present to us, available to us, prayer and intercourse. I love that idea of like a mantra for, you know, for your marriage or even if it's sort of more like a little prayer, like I love, insert husband's name, I love Kurt, Lord, help me mm-hmm. love him more. Right. Or like, something very simple that like you could just say over and over and over again. I also really like the idea of meditating on, kind of ruminating on openness, both in your prayer life and in your marital, relationship of, you know, Lord, help me be more open to my spouse. Now that could mean both sexually and just like emotionally, physically, more open to, the things he wants to talk about, the, you know, more open to loving him, right?
Absolutely.
But I really do. I love the idea of like finding some time, maybe it's a minute or two, of just mm-hmm. letting the dust settle of the day before you kind of jump into trying to like deepen your relationship with your spouse, right? So, you know, think about your own day to day and like, what's the time that usually, you know, you and your husband like start chatting and then it's like, hey, you wanna, right? There's an episode that we need to do. We need to talk about initiation.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I've got lots of thoughts on that. But like, you know, what's that time? Is it right before you go to bed? Is it right after you put the kids to bed? Maybe that's the same time.
Yeah.
You know, is it in the morning? Is it, you know, like what is that time? And then see if you can, before you enter into that space, have it a minute or two to, yeah, just kind of like let the dust settle. I love that idea.
Yeah.
But it really, yeah, it really like allows that, entering in. But let's talk about throughout your day. Let's talk about like mindset throughout your day and how that can really affect what's going on in the bedroom, or almost more how that can affect your preparedness for what will go on in the bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, we already sort of mentioned it, right? If you're spending the entire day dreading sex for one reason or another, then you're not gonna want to have sex. Like, there's no.
That's how that works. Yep.
Nothing's coming out of my mouth. I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah. No, that's just it.
But if you are one of the best mindset tricks, basically, to play on yourself, is think about where you want to be, and then you just say that to yourself, right? So, for example, if you want to write a best-selling book, you would regularly think about how it would feel to be a best-selling author, and you would tell yourself, I am a writer, I am an author, right? You put yourself in that position. Okay, so I want to have great sex with my spouse. Great. Tell yourself that.
Yeah.
Imagine what your life would be like if you had a wonderful sex life.
Yeah.
Allow that to play around in your head. Think about how you would feel. Think about the ways that you and your spouse would interact. Think about like how it would affect the other parts of your relationship. Like think about all those things that would kind of go along with, if you had a wonderful, amazing sex life, how would everything else be affected?
Yeah. And that's like that's a pretty standard, like, coping skill for anxiety too. Not, taking sex out of it, right? But just this idea that our brain believes what we tell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, it's like, you know, if you're like beating up on yourself, right? Or now I'll say, like, in this house, we struggle with like fears of like being unsafe, right? Like me and my oldest daughter, like we just have this, like, I don't know, I guess hereditary anxiety. And it's always around safety, right? So it's like, we always have to tell ourselves, like, in moments where we feel unsafe, like, no, I am safe. Like, and you just have to repeat it over and over to yourself, right? Like, I am healthy. I am safe. I am not in danger. I am healthy. I am safe. I'm not in danger, right? Like, and even though we might not feel that way, in telling ourselves that, right, like, we sort of retrain our brain. And I think we can do a very similar thing when it comes to sex. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that when you're in that space, you might not want to tell yourself those things, right? Like, that's kind of the struggle sometimes. But if we can recognize what you're saying, like where we want to be, then we can sort of come up with those ways to tell ourselves what we want, to tell ourselves the good about what we want, the good about, you know, entering into, like, you know, the marital embrace with our husbands, right? Like, we can tell ourselves those things to really prepare our minds and change our brain in that way to be ready to receive and to actually, I mean, dare I say, desire it. Yeah, it's like, it's sort of a very, you know, but it's a very similar thing in just like your brain believing what you tell it and what you sort of prepare it for.
Yeah. And I feel like we've kind of talked about this quite a few times on the podcast of, you know, you may not be at the stage where you want to have sex, but you are one step away. You want to have sex. And that, if you need to start there with just kind of like repeating that thought over and over again in your head, I think even that will help. But truly, like, I want you to do an experiment next time, like, that you know it's a good, like, day to have sex, like, right window of time, you know, nobody's going to be home or, you know, whatever. Spend the day telling yourself, I want to have sex tonight. Like, tell yourself that. Tell yourself, I'm excited to have sex tonight. Tell yourself, I'm looking forward to loving my husband, right? Mm-hmm. Tell yourself those things all day long. And if any of those other thoughts creep into your head of, oh, I'm so tired, oh my gosh, all these things are going on, just gently push them to the side and say one of those phrases again. I want to experience love with my spouse tonight. I want to be open to my husband tonight. I want to love him. I want to have sex with him, right? I want you to experiment and then, like, reflect on it, you know, later. Like, think about, how did that affect things? And did it help, right? Because I'm pretty confident that it's going to help you.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I think it could.
So now let's talk a little bit. We've got about, like, 10 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about, in the moment, those little creeping thoughts.
Yes.
And, like, mindset when you're trying to actually, like, real, you know, there's a, this actually kind of goes back to our foreplay episode when we talked about anticipatory foreplay and escalatory foreplay. Like, this kind of saying these thoughts all day long is sort of that anticipatory. It's a little bit of foreplay. Not exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's preparing you for sex. So in a way it's foreplay. I guess it kind of depends on how you define foreplay, but
right. Yeah.
But, like, you're preparing yourself. You're informing your body and your brain on how to think about, or what you want to do later. Right. Now if we get into that escalatory time, we've got a little bit different of a beast to deal with. You've got all, like, we've talked about this on a podcast episode before, like, but again, like, going back to Kathleen's, like, lots of boxes, right? I like to think of it as, like, a switchboard, like one of those old school switchboards. And you've got all these cords that are going in and out to these, like, different thoughts. Like, that's how fast it's, like, if you've ever watched a video of, like, the switchboard, like, those rooms, I mean, they're fast. They're going in and out, in and out, in and out. I'm thinking of in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel when she works on the switchboard for a little while and she's just like, boom, 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 right? That's how a brain works, right? What I think, a couple of things that we really need to do in the moment when we're trying to focus on, you know, focus on loving our spouse, we're trying to focus on pleasure, we're trying to focus on being a gift, focusing on being open. We are not trying to focus on who needs what packed in their lunch tomorrow. We are not trying to focus on the dishes that aren't done. You know, we're not trying to focus on those things, but they pop up, right? The switchboard keeps switching back and forth. And one thing is just slowing your thoughts down. Again, if you think about that switchboard, like, just, like, not getting angry that you, like, are suddenly this other thought popped into your head and just, oh no, I really have to focus on this. And you're still, like, your brain is still going at 100 miles an hour. Like, we need to actively think about, like, slowing those thoughts down. And when something pops into your head, recognize that it's there. Like, accept the fact that you had this thought pop in your head because that's how your brain works.
Yeah.
And then say, thank you very much. I'm going to deal with you later. Like,
yeah. And I think that, you know, I think we're, like, very, the most common distraction we sort of experience this is usually in this realm is usually to-dos, right? Like, all the things that we haven't done and, you know, all the thoughts that pop into our head of, like, the lunches and all that stuff. I'll offer another perspective that I've been, again, struggling with lately. I speak a lot from experience and nothing else, right? like my area to just like process all of my own things.
Yeah, it's not actually for you. This podcast is for Kathleen.
It's for me only. Sorry about the rest of you. Great if you're getting something from it, but it's really just all about me. Okay, so I am at a place in my life right now. There's a lot of people in my life going through some really intense things, and through some really hard, like very critical trials, right? Like there are just a lot of heavy things happening in the people around me. And I find myself a lot, especially in moments of like intimacy, right? And sex, my brain going to the place, going to those people, right? And going to a place where it's like, how unfair is it that I get to be in this really great space right now where I can like just be loving my husband and these people are over here really suffering, you know? Mm-hmm. And you feel this guilt that actually like really pulls you down and out of the experience, right?
Yeah.
And I'm learning that same sort of thing that we have to do, like, okay, I'll address this later, right? I'm learning that what I need to do is basically say, but God has not called me there, right? Like, he's called them there right now for whatever reason. He has not called me there. This is where he's calling me now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be. And the allowing yourself to sort of like not feel guilty and to sort of relieve that, right? Just that, like, no, like, for whatever reason, God is calling them there. This is where he's calling me, right? And so I can let that go and give my attention to what he's asking me to give my attention to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's hard. It's a hard, you know, mindset shift. I mean, all of this is hard to do because it's not the natural thought, right? Like the natural thought. Like,
we're not saying any of this is easy.
Yeah, but it's like it takes real intention to like to try and redirect your brain. It takes, I mean, actual effort. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like what you said about how, like, God has not called me there. But I think something to even focus on even more is the fact that God has called you to this moment right now. He has called you to love your spouse in mm-hmm. this moment. That is the most sanctifying thing that you can do. Yeah. It is not more sanctifying in that moment if you go and think about those other people who are suffering right now. Your moment, the moment that God has called you to, is to love your spouse and to become more holy through loving your spouse. And I think that can be kind of hard to wrap your head around because you're like, whoa, this is just sex, isn't it?
That and it's seems like, a little unbalanced,
right?
not quite fair, right?
It's not just sex. It is the most intimate form of communication that you have available to you with another human being. Yeah. Like, and Amen. So, yeah, I mean, this kind of goes back to the connection between like prayer and sex. Like, I mean, they're on the same level in certain ways, like not in every way, but like they have a lot of similarities. I think, something else that I wanted to share, and this is just like a tiny little tip, little tidbit you can just take with you as we have the last couple of minutes of the podcast. This has been helpful for me. I've heard lots of other people who've like, wow, that's really helpful. Thanks for that tip. If you have a thought that pops into your head and you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot forget about that. That is vitally important. But you can't just like stop and write it down. ask your guardian angel to remind you. And your guardian angel will remind you.
Yeah.
And I think it does. Really, that does a couple of things for us. One is we know we're going to be reminded of it.
Right.
And then two, it allows us to take that mental load off because we have told someone else. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we've given the task to someone else. So it's almost like we have completed the task. Like, again, like sort of just how your brain works. Like if you give the task to someone else, you can check it off in your own head. So that's just my little tiny tip for like, if something literally pops in your head and you're like,
that's really good. I love that. Yeah, definitely don't stop.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, pause. Can I just write this down really quick?
I gotta write this down.
That's what we call a buzzkill. Doesn't right. usually work too well. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that's it on mindset for us.
Yeah.
But we hope some of these tips, tricks are helpful to you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening. If you are not already following us on Instagram, be sure to check us out at Charting Toward Intimacy. And if you listen to podcasts on a platform that gives you the option to rate or review, we'd love for you to do that because it helps us spread the word about the podcast. If you ever have questions, comments, or episode topic ideas, please reach out to us. We love to hear from you. You can reach out on Instagram or send us an email. Our email is in the show notes. Until next time.